Nurse Kim. Good morning, Mr. Lee, I say, shaking him. Wake up. He opens his eyes and smiles. He may not recognize his wife some days, but he sure as hell don't have no problem recognizing me. You ready for your shower or you want your breakfast first? He shakes his head no, then points to his mouth. Men, they're all so fucking predictable. Even the old ones. I reach between the mattress on his side of the bed and grab his bottle of blue pills. I take one out and push it into his mouth. I pick up his glass of lukewarm water and put the straw up to his mouth. He sucks and swallows. I lift the covers and toss them to the side. He got his morning hard on, and oh, what a hard on it is. It's easy to understand why Miss Betty would have a hard time letting all of this fall by the wayside. And the funny thing is, Mr. Lee don't look no 65, none whatsoever. I've been lathering him up and down close to a year now, and I can't lie. I get a lot of pleasure out of touching him. I unbuckle my sandals and kick him off. I pull my T-shirt over my head and lay it flat at the foot of the bed on Miss Betty's side. I watch Mr. Lee's eyes get bigger, glassier, almost like they're breathing as much as he's starting to. I unhook my bra and drop it on the floor. Then I climb on the bed so I'm standing over him. I unzip my skirt and step out of it, then throw it on the floor too. Mr. Lee starts to moan. I wiggle out of my thong and drop it next to his face. I can see him trying to inhale me. He moans again, louder this time, and then opens his mouth. This is when I grab the headboard and drop to my knees. I feel his warm lips against my lips, and that little muscle gets firm and fiery, and I move like I'm rowing a boat, and I ain't in no hurry to get there. But when I can't stand it no more, I grab the headboard and press hard against his lips until I hear myself yell, "Shit!" But I'm greedy, so I do the same exact thing until I explode again and again, and then I lean back and pull off his pajama bottoms, and that thing is jumping around like it's looking for something, so I grab it in my hands and make it be still by sliding all the way down on it. It only takes 3 or 4 minutes to make him yell out, "Oh, Kimmy, oh, Kimmy," which is when I get up. I love being his breakfast. I have to admit, out of all the old farts I've tended to, Mr. Lee is the best, except for maybe Mr. Jackson. He had dentures. I made him take those.